proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another broadcast about Bible study. We have looked at the heroes of the faith as mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11. Our last two programs focused on Moses as an example of faith. We continue that study by noting what we noted at the end of the last session, how Moses had to leave Egypt and went out, relying upon God to provide for his needs. The author of Hebrews wrote that Moses could do so because he, quote, endured, as seeing him who is invisible, unquote. As John Bunyan would later put it in his book Pilgrim's Progress, there are two things that they have need to be in possession of that go in pilgrimage: courage and an unspotted life. If they have not courage, they can never hold on their way. For Moses to traverse the desert as he did and go to a place he had never been to face this future from his perspective, an uncertain future, for Moses to do that took a great deal of courage. When Moses arrived in Midian, he married a daughter of Jethro, the priest of Midian. Rather than living as an Egyptian prince, Moses adopted the nomadic life of a shepherd. Once again, he forsook enjoying temporary benefits apart from God in exchange for embracing a humble station in life and living in communion with God. The 11th chapter of Hebrews also contained this testimonial to Moses, quote, "Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them," unquote. This narrative found in the 12th chapter of Exodus indicated that, quote, "The children of Israel went away and did as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron. So did they," unquote. Why then did the author of Hebrews single out Moses to commend for this deed of keeping the Passover? In the first place, Moses had not always troubled himself about obeying God's mandates. For example, God sought to kill him because Moses had not circumcised his son in accordance with Jewish law, an incident recorded in the 4th chapter of Exodus. Why was circumcision important? God commanded Abraham in Genesis chapter 17 that, quote, "Every man-child among you shall be circumcised, and ye shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a token of the covenant betwixt me and you," unquote. Circumcision comprised one of the vital elements connected with God's covenant with the Jewish people. For Moses to have neglected to perform this ritual on his sons might have led the Israelites to conjecture that Moses did not really completely submit to God's authority, a belief that would have greatly weakened his testimony among them and affected his leadership over them. Had Moses' wife Zipporah not performed the act of circumcision himself, as recorded in Genesis 4, God might well have killed Moses. After all, God could have selected another leader to bring the Jews out of Egypt. We wrap up our study on Moses by noting that he served as God's ambassador to the Jewish nation. In Exodus chapter 3, God tells him, quote, "Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt," unquote. As God's emissary, Moses had a special obligation to comply with God's directives as a testimony to his total faith and trust in God. The Israelites whom he sought to lead would observe him to ascertain the extent of his commitment to follow God. For the duration of his life, as recorded in the Old Testament, Moses did indeed maintain a close communion with God. By obeying God as he did, Moses set his Israelite contemporaries an example of the power inherent in having faith in God. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.